I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. Vermont state officials are testing private wells in North Bennington for PFOA. The suspected carcinogen was found in some wells there last week, and the only way to test is by going door to door. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman tagged along with one state environmental worker and filed this report.
Hello? I think we struck out again. So we're going to go next door, and then there's one place across the street. Hopefully we'll find somebody in one of them.
This is how Richard Spies has been spending his time. Spies is the Hazardous Waste Management Project Director with the Department of Environmental Conservation, and he's leading the effort to test every private well within a mile and a half of the former ChemFab factory in North Bennington. ChemFab used PFOA in the 1990s to fix protective coatings to fabric, and the factory is the suspected source of the chemical, which was already detected in five private wells. Since those tests came back positive last week, the state identified about 150 homes and businesses with wells, and so Spies and his team have been busy.
All the residences that I'm going in, I see that they've collected bottled water, and it's an opportunity to talk one-on-one and answer any questions that people may have. Just time-consuming, as you can see. Hello. Are you Walt?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Walt. Richard Spies from the state of Vermont. We're here to take a sample of your water supply for you.
Sure.
Vermont environmental and health experts have been working nonstop to identify where the private wells are. North Bennington's municipal water supply, which is located miles away from the ChemFab plant, has been tested and is safe to drink. But the state says anyone who has a well within the mile-and-a-half circle should not drink their water until the test results are complete. Spies says the state drew a mile-and-a-half circle around the ChemFab plant because they hope that the chemical hasn't traveled any farther. But they'll know more when the results are available.
People are really happy to see us. They know we're in town. They know we're sampling. Most of them have already asked us to come and sample, and they want to know what's in the water. So we want to get them that information as quickly as we can.
Well, is your well right here?
Yeah, that's right there.
That's right there.
Yeah. And it's a pretty shallow well.
Yeah, I guess so.
Spies drove up North Bennington Road with an environmental scientist who collected the samples from both businesses and homes. One of the samples was from Andy Beckerman's home. He lives just above the former ChemFab plant, and a neighbor's well was one of the first that tested positive. Beckerman says the municipal water line runs close to his house, and he hopes it'll be possible to run a line up to his development. But he wonders about the homes that don't have that option.
Will it be easy for the folks down the river that way or over on the other side where they have wells? I'm concerned about the other 80 wells and those people. I'm hoping that it's really localized and it's just us.
The tests are sent to a lab in Wisconsin, and it takes about 2 weeks before the results come back. The state expects to complete most of the testing this week, and then it'll be a pretty anxious couple of weeks before the people in North Bennington know just how far the contamination has spread. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in North Bennington.